You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
We're late. If you were supposed to be at work at AM, you're late too. Oh, it is time, y'all. It is time for What the Business Is. Again, we're gonna find TBR. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community. Then make sure you tune in every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, The Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is. It's powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. It's What the Business Is time, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Right now, it's the What the Business line is now, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. We got to get ready to find out what the business is. Going to What the Business. Great morning, Lysandria. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, good morning. My name is Lysandria Hughes. I am the event coordinator for RLH Catering, which is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I want to remind everyone that Twisted Lemonades are now sold at Crispy City, located at 9811 West Oklahoma Avenue. Tomorrow, August 8th, Crispy City is hosting an event where the legend Frank Winters, former Green Bay Packers player who helped the Packers win Super Bowl 42, will be honored. RLH Catering have been blessed to be part of that event. Come out tomorrow to Crispy City, located at 9811 West Oklahoma Avenue, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. to get an autograph and your picture taken. You will receive 15% off food and free samples of Twisted Lemonades. For more information about the event, you can find the flyer on Facebook at RLH Catering and Instagram at r.l.h.catering. Thank you. Hope to see you all there tomorrow, and have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you very much, Lysandria. Tiffany, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell me what the business is?
Good morning, Milwaukee. I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business. As the owner of All About You Hair Care and a realtor with Homestead Realty, my passion is helping people build confidence and create opportunities. I'm also the creator of Argo Strands of Silk, which is available at Capital Beauty on West Capitol Drive and Beauty Palace on 107th and Silver Spring. So whether you're investing in healthy hair or investing into your next home or business, I'm here to help you every step of the way. Please visit allaboutyouhaircare.com or Tiffany Delaney at homesteadrealty.com or give me a call, 920-815-9758. And again, I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business, and I love the opportunity to serve you.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting us know what the business is. 833-212-1017. You got a black owned and operated business. You've got a business that you go to that is black owned and operated that you love the way they do business. Call in, give them a shout out. Let us know where they are and something that you may have learned along the journey. We're going to author Sherelle V. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. I am author Sherelle V of Coloring for the Soul. I just wanted to let listeners know that there is a resource for those going through grief. I created a coloring book that allows those who don't necessarily like to talk about their grief to color and journal their feelings. The book can be purchased on Amazon under the title Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief. If you would like more information, you can visit my website at www.coloringforthesoul.com or you can email me at info@coloringforthesoul.com. Also, I will be at the Truth Families Festival on August 22nd. I hope to see you all there.
All right. Thank you very much, Alta Sherelle V. We're going to Antoine, PWD Computers. Remember the number, 833-212-1017. We want to know what the business is. Great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, yes. The business is PWD Computers, located at 3800 West Valley Street in Milwaukee. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give us a call if you guys are looking to upgrade your PC, get you a new Windows 11 laptop, all-in-one, or traditional desktop. We also do digital surveillance for the home or business, and we also do professional network setups for your business as well or your business space. But, hey, I want to say I appreciate the people that stopped by and got that upgrade. Come on now, y'all. Windows 11, you need to come see me. Laptops and desktops. Get upgraded. Don't be stuck behind. School starts shortly. Get those scholars with the proper equipment. Don't wait too late. PWD Computers, 414-445-5793.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to Pam. Pam, great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
The business is Custom Prints and Designs. We're located currently at 6228 West Capitol Drive. We do all kinds of prints. We do clothing, we do cups, we do just any kind of print, any kind of customizing that you want to get done, flyers, brochures, programs. We're in the process of relocating, so start looking for that new location. We'll give you the information later, next time. Thank you.
No, hold on, because you're talking too damn fast. Slow it down. If I was trying to write anything down, I was lost because you was like, I don't even 6220. You sounded like how they make those commercials when they tell you the side effects at the end, or if it's a car, and then they're talking about gas models. And those are the. You'd be like, what the hell? So, can we get a rewind? Okay, repeat that information. Okay. Just slow it down a little bit. All right.
Okay. All right, Custom Prints and Designs. We're currently located at 6228 West Capitol Drive. We're in the process of relocating. We do any kind of printing you want, from flyers, brochures, to clothing. We do banners, any kind of print, any kind of custom printing you desire, we do it. But we're in the process. We're going to be relocating, and I'll get that new information to you real soon. I just want to get everything set up for the new location first.
All right. Thank you very much, Pam. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a good day.
You too. 833-212-1017. What the business is, call in now. It's powered by We Energies. We're going to Fidel. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes, indeed. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for having this and hosting this. The business is TrueSchool.org, Milwaukee Center for Transformative Creative Arts and Hip Hop Culture, located downtown, primarily serving high school age young adult teenagers 14 to 19 in the after school sessions starting in October. Registration is open, it's free, and it is based around media, arts, and the culture of hip hop. We also have a very special event, free and open to the community, coming up next weekend, the Summer Park Jam weekend, the CEO sessions, music, media, business administration, coach up, and just straight true knowledge on Friday for those who want to tap into the industry and learn how to monetize. And then on Saturday is the Summer Park Jam from noon to 8 p.m. at the Peck Pavilion Market Center, downtown Milwaukee, 929 on Water Street. We're bringing in some very special guests, Homer. We have some very special Milwaukee guests. There'll be local vendors talking about what the business is. There'll be so much business and opportunity happening Summer Park Jam weekend hosted by True School. You can go to trueschool.org, TRUESKOOL.ORG for more information.
Hey, man. Thank you. Who bringing out Yo-Yo, man? Who's going to be the host? Who's going to be the host, man?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of great guests coming, and you just said it. We are bringing Yo-Yo, the legend, the West Coast icon.
Yeah, man, you got to talk about that, man. Saturday. Come on, man.
you know, I was making space for the grace. You understand?
I know, but man. Come on, man. Talk to me, man.
I appreciate it.
Talk
Saturday,
to me.
Saturday Summer Park Jam. The hip-hop West Coast diva, Yo-Yo herself, will be in Milwaukee for a free outdoor show. And we also have Rod Digger.
Yeah.
Hip-hop legend. And Sweet T.
Yeah.
The one and only Sweet T coming. They're going to be dropping all of the classics, brother. They're going to be dropping all of the classics,
man,
on
listen,
Saturday.
Man.
The lineup is crazy.
Hey, man, how can I be on stage, man? You know.
Oh, man, ain't you always on stage?
I'm always on stage. I'm always on stage, family.
We just may need to make that an anthem, like Rest of Development had that other one. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Bob's always on stage. Homer's always on stage.
Yeah,
you
man.
You better believe.
Yeah, yeah.
You already
yeah.
know it.
Man, I'm
locked
so...
in next Saturday, Summer Park Jam weekend.
Yeah, and listen, bro, I just want to say how proud I am of you and your family as a whole, man. Like, y'all have really been instrumental in a lot of things that some people may not even understand, man. And to with the true school situation, man, like, that's so, so important. And you're coming from hip-hop. You know, I got on my Salute to 50 hip-hop. You get what I'm saying? A shirt on today. And just, sure. man, you've been so dedicated to making sure that the art, people learn the art, learn where it came from. I was just talking about that when I was on an interview with Tap In with Jazz Tyler about, you know, it's okay with the new DJs, but you got to learn where it came from. You got to, you know what I'm saying, learn the history of it. What is hip hop? What are the five elements? You know what I mean? So I appreciate you keeping that dream alive and give your team some love, too. Who else works with you with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And, you know, it's about the education. It's about us learning and having an awareness and what this superpower called hip-hop is for us and our community, what it has been for us and our community. It's way bigger than the music.
That's
it's
right.
way bigger than the turntables. You understand? And so those of us who do know, those of us who have been blessed, you know, it's our obligation to be able to show and prove to the young people how this helped us and how we can help our families through doing for self, self-determination. It's what it's about. It's about trade and commerce. It's about what the business is. It's about self-determination. This business that you're doing right now. Somebody texted me and told me to call in.
There you go.
So that's hip hop right there. It's a circle of communication within our community. Keep lifting up the greatness, Homer. I love you.
I love you more, bro. All right. Okay. Also, Cheryl with Prolific Realty Group. If you are looking to buy your own home, commercial building, residential, give her a call, Cheryl at Prolific Realty Group, 414-305-7880, 414-305-7880. Last one before I take care of these bills. When we're talking about what the business is, it's Bronzeville Week 2026. Happening today, Bronzeville Lunch and Learn Housing and Neighborhood Resource at 12 p.m., at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Library located at 2901 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Of course, also today, part of Bronzeville, Lit in Bronzeville, happening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Salute Society at 2372 North Dr. MLK Jr. Drive. And then, of course, later this evening, it's the Bronzeville Sleepover for Education happening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 8 a.m., 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and North Avenue. School supplies are accepted, all right? So that's what the business is. What the business is happens every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. It is powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. So thank you very much, We Energies. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, mark your calendars and join us for the Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and Black to School support to help students get ready for a successful school year. If you're interested in volunteering, visit the Truth website at 1017thetruth.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's CIERRA.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Ascension. Make sure you join us August 22nd. It's a celebration, Truth Family Fest, Riverside University High School. So save the date. Make sure you're there 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going down. We'll be there. We'll be there. I'll be there for the first hour. I'll be there. Get there early if you're catching me because I got a long day. I got to DJ the wedding and wedding reception. It's a long day. But I'll be there for the first hour of the Truth Family Fest happening Saturday, August 22nd. So make sure you're there. You want to come grab a picture with me or try to recite something that I say? You know how many times, Xavier, people be like, "We'll be black," or "You're late." Yeah, I get a lot of that. So I love.
Does that get annoying?
No, it doesn't, because I love and appreciate, because it shows you the dedication that people have. So many people came up to me at the MPD District 5 National Night Out and just were excited to just let me know, "I listen to you every morning, man. I love you, you know, what you're talking about, man." And so, you know, I've been blessed to get those type of accolades all of my career, 35 years and counting. So it's a blessing to know that you mean something to somebody, you make a difference for people. They like being able to call and give their truth, my stance on a lot of things. So, yeah, no, I mean, it's a part of the game. And I've been blessed to be in it 35 years and counting. And until the clock says, it's over, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be still here. And blowradio.com, my online internet station, 18 years and counting. So, yeah, man. No. I appreciate everybody. If you would have been able to listen to, and you probably heard me say it on this show as well, but my interview on Tap In with Jazz Tyler on Monday from 4 to 6, you can go back and listen to that show. I'm a very humble person, Xavier. I'm a very humble person. So I don't take any accolades. I don't take any thank you for what you do for the community. I don't take any of that stuff lightly. I mean, it really touches my heart, like for real. So when I tell people I love you and I appreciate you, I always pat my heart to just let them know, this is sincere. I don't want you to think this is the fluff or none of that. And when I talk to people, I let them know before they leave my presence, be like, "Hey, I love you and I appreciate you." And that's why I say, you hear me say it when I'm answering and the lines, or when I welcome and greet the YouTube chat or it's Facebook or whatever, you're going to hear me say certain things because it's really in me. It ain't nothing that's fluff. It's real. It's real.
I'd rather be invisible.
Well, that's why you're not on camera.
Exactly.
Ask and ye shall receive. I'm just saying. That's why he ain't on the camera, y'all. But he could put himself on the camera if he wanted to. But he's not. He's a producer.
I refuse.
We are the talent. Myself and Bailey Coleman. I got a document. Now, this was recorded 7 hours ago. I got a document, Xavier, but I hope it's not true, but it looked like it might be. First night in the rides out at State Fair, the Midway part.
What happened?
I'm going to send it to you, but I just, you know, I hope it was from a year before or something. But, I mean, it seemed like it was recorded last night. But I just hope that it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Because it's if it is, it's gonna be crazy. First night and people acting out. If that was them, yeah. I'm just praying that it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't what it was, but it was stated like it was from yesterday in the Midway, in the the ride area. All right, so what is the poll? Because we were talking about the security guards. Should security guards be licensed and insured? And because we're talking about the case where William Pinkin, 59 years old, has now been sentenced to life in prison without parole. And how did he, after having those murder charges before and serving time for them, you know, how was he able to get a job as security and also have a gun, you know? So what are the numbers looking like? And I do need to go back and catch some of these previous comments. And if you have a comment, I know we had to take time to get in what the business is. If you have a comment or an opinion on that situation, I want to know your truth at 833-212-1017. But what did the poll look like?
So the poll question is, should security guards be licensed and insured? Mm-hmm. And currently it's sitting at 94% yes and 6% no. I would love to know who the no is, or was it a misclick? Or...
Okay. All right. All right. So, yeah, we got that. So you can take that poll down. And while I'm speaking, you can take a look at the clip that I just sent you.
Yeah, I just watched it. That's probably from last night.
That's what it's saying. Yeah, it's get your teens.
I don't know. Those look like some people in their 20s. I think it was a good mix.
Toys R Us adults are anybody 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. They come in all age demographics. I seen a lot of you.
See, they could have easily had the gladiator thing attraction at the state fair.
Stop. Let me read some.
Winner of the fight wins $500.
Stop. Let me go on and read some of these comments that were coming in earlier before we had to take a pause to take care of what the business is. And thank you for everybody who participated. Let's see. Minister Kevin, who did end up getting a call in before the break earlier, said employers are hiring unarmed security guards, but they take it on themselves to conceal a gun. Anita Nicole said all employees should go through a background check. I believe that. Mahdi said, Homer, I was locked up with him. He got 40 years at 18. He got out of prison twice. He's from down south. He's been locked up with my brother for years. Let's see. Flyover Dispatch, who had said a comment earlier that I read, said mental illness isn't an excuse for antisocial behavior until you have mental illness. And then you would want to say, look, man, I'm sorry I didn't take my medicine. If you just have no remorse and all of that kind of stuff, if you know and you've been diagnosed, we have a lot of undiagnosed people out here. So, again, I still stand on what I said. He was known by the gas station owner and all of that. And the mother went in faithfully and asked, did he come in and take anything today, and paid for it. So that was no excuse. You putting that in situations that could be utilized in other places, in my opinion. But in this particular case, I don't believe that that applies, in my opinion. But we are all entitled to our own opinion. So you have yours. I got mine. You're going to stand on yours. I'm going to stand on mine. We'll agree to disagree. And we are able to keep on moving. All right. Let's see. Movado said it was wrong for him to take the box of Zuzu's, but I think his death was the nail in the coffin for the security guard. He had to be taken off the streets. Mahdi said Williams wasn't a bad person. The owner gave him a gun. You can't threaten someone that's been locked up for almost 30 years off and on. From the video camera, it showed no signs of Isaiah Allen, may he rest in peace, being a threat to the security guard. It showed him walking in like they've said he's done many times before, and he ended up, right before walking out, grabbed a box of Little Debbie's and ran out. He didn't threaten. He was shot in the back of the head, Mahdi. He was not facing
the security guard. This is all on video. This is all video documented. He didn't have any interaction with the security guard. The interaction he had with the security guard was when he was, after he picked up the box of Little Debbie cakes and began to run out of the store or leave out of the gas station. The security guard got up, went to the door, opened the door, shot him in the back of the head, went back inside, lit a cigarette, and act like nothing happened, and then left before the police could get there. Now, where you get that he threatened, that is not on the video. That is not in the criminal complaint. That is not in anything that was testified by other people who witnessed. So, you know, we both may have, you know, I don't think that the information that I have was misinformation because this was a high profile situation. All right. Let's see. Madi said, I see a lot of people on the streets with brain issues. I'm not letting anyone harm me. Judge by 12, not carried by 6. He wasn't trying to harm him. I agree with that. I talked about that part. If you don't let people know, this was a situation, Madi. I think you're picking the wrong battle, in my opinion. Now, you can call in 833-212-1017, but I think you're picking the wrong battle. This was not that situation. There are situations where what you just said, I would apply myself. I've said it many times. So, but this was not that situation. If it was, I'd be saying, you're right. You're right. But in my opinion, you're not. And that's just my truth. We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth, broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow. I'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
The legendary Homer Blow. It's National Sandwich Month, the perfect time to celebrate what Cousin Subs does best. Great sandwiches. Since 1972, we've been making subs with fresh baked bread, sliced meats and cheeses, and ingredients prepared fresh when you order. Whether you're craving a classic favorite or something grilled to order or a deli fresh creation, there's a Cousin Sub made for every taste. Celebrate National Sandwich Month with a sandwich made the way that it should be. Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Cousin Subs! I'm a club sub, and you're going to learn today. Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Again, the toll-free, the number to call in, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. We had to go black because there was a lot of comments about it and people that wanted to call in and give their truth on this situation. So I had to bring it black. I had to bring it black. We have Jay on the truth lines, of course. Jay, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation about the security guard who has finally been sentenced to life without parole, William Pinkins, 59-year-old, who ended up killing Isaiah Allen in 2023. What's your truth?
Hey, how you doing, Homer? Appreciate you for taking my call.
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. How are you doing,
man,
in Philly?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. But not only him being charged, what about the owners of the gas station?
The guy,
I see him all the time. He's fresh dressed, got other businesses in Milwaukee.
Wow.
They just closed that one gas station. He's living his best life.
Yeah, that,
I seen him the other day.
Yeah, that's crazy because, in my opinion, at the bare minimum, I cannot believe that. He didn't know that the man had a gun and knowing the fact that he was a convicted felon and all of that kind of stuff. And if he says he didn't know, it's his, in my opinion, due diligence. It's his as the owner, his due diligence is to find out who the hell he hiring. And if some people are alleging that the owner gave him the gun. But if that is true, who you giving guns to? You get what I'm saying? You ain't going to try to find out what the mental health condition of that person is? So, yeah,
this
man.
Guy living his best. This guy living his best life, man. I'm
it's crazy. That's like, crazy wow. to hear. That's crazy to hear. That is crazy yeah. to hear.
Now, if that had been a black-owned business, everybody would have been getting charged.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
For this and that. You hired them, so you got to get this too. You complicit.
Yep, the unborn baby would have been charged. If the person was pregnant, they'd have charged the unborn baby. When they came out, they had already been a convicted felon. The whole thing, man. Listen, they would have went through that with a fine-tooth comb. They would have through that. So he was guilty. He was a murderer.
Yeah.
But again, there were some other things that, in my opinion, contributed to him being able to do that to Isaiah Allen.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know this man still had nice rides, designer clothes, everything.
Wow. 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 That's crazy, brother. Thank you, Jay, for letting us know that, man. We appreciate
it. Yep.
All right. Again, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk text line. Let me know your truth if you got something to say. Definitely want to hear from you and give you that opportunity. Because, this is a travesty. Let's see. What is it? Talindra Carson said, in our community, and he lives in the suburbs, he should lose his license. You know, when we think about things like this, in my opinion, I just want to say that we have someone who is running the country who has 34 felonies. Convicted. So, what does that say? You know, what type of messages are you sending? I always say that, in my opinion, that once that ended up happening, they should remove convicted felon off a lot of applications when you're trying to apply for something and it asks you, are you a convicted felon? Because if you can have 34 convicted felonies, not misdemeanors, 34 convicted felonies and be in the highest office in the country. Yeah. You need to take that off that rental request. You need to take that off some of these applications. I'm just saying, you need to take that off of these applications. I said it in the beginning when that happened, and I still stand on it. Take it off. Take it off. Yeah, so, yeah, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Let's see, who is this? Cashy Poo on our YouTube said, when I applied to teach English at MPS, they background checked me. Why did the gas station owner not background check the felon who shouldn't have been carrying a gun in the first place? WTF. Right. I feel you. And it is crazy. So that the people can get together and do something about it, DD Love. Let's see if there's a comment before that. But yeah, this is crazy. This is really crazy. LaRon Taylor said, people keep saying charge the owner, but charge the owner with what? And what could the prosecutor convict him of? You could charge anybody. Again, like, there's things, in my opinion, that the owner could have absolutely done, as me and Jay were talking about. There's some things that owner, listen, when people go and sue businesses, so say if you walk into a restaurant and you slip and fall. Now, it was TJ that was assigned to mop the floor and didn't put out the wet floor signs. It was TJ. But who do you think people are going to sue? You think they're going to sue TJ or you think they're going to sue the owner of the restaurant? I'm just saying, think logically about it. You think they're going to sue TJ who mopped the floor and forgot or just didn't put up the wet floor sign? Or are they going after the business? So look at it in that kind of sense. We're going to the True Talk text lines. I'm just logical with things. Anita, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. What's your truth?
You spot on, Homer. This is ridiculous. So people need to realize is that it's not always about, we'll just use this as an example, the criminal action. Mm-hmm. There is willful neglect, and then there's unwillful neglect. There's liability. Most companies, most employers have insurance. What type of insurance depends on how cheap they are. Mm. I would encourage anyone who has experienced something like this to get themselves an attorney and go after a civil suit. Because here's the thing. As an employer, you have certain obligations. You have certain responsibilities as it relates to the Wisconsin state laws and regulations. There are things that need to be enforced. Now, the gun situation, we got laws for those things. So what I would encourage anyone who experienced any type of, situation like this, get yourself an attorney, open up the Wisconsin statute, laws and regs. You can Google it. You can look up Wisconsin state laws, statutes, regulations, and you can look for these things because there are laws, there are regulations that governs everything. There's licensing committees. There's all the things. So if nothing else, go after the owner for neglect and liability.
Yep.
It's a thing.
Yep.
It really is a thing. It's called they have general liability insurance. They have workers' comp insurance. They have professional liability depending on what you do. They have all the things. They just don't talk about it. This is what I do every day. So, and then there's an obligation for training. Wisconsin law has certain training requirements when it comes to certain things that, employers, depending on what line of business you're in. Mm-hmm. You have an obligation to train.
Yep.
There's ethics training. There's safety training. There's there's laws about weapons and protection within the workforce. Like, there's so many things. So I would just encourage people to, definitely rot in jail. However, we got some other business to handle, and that is the owner and their neglect and their liability. So, I just wanted to share that with
you
people.
Thank you, Anita.
But you spot on, Homer.
Thank you.
God bless.
All right. Love you. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Millicent, we see you. I will come back to you after we take care of these bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. I am the legendary Homer Blow. Bailey will be black on Monday. I got to take care of these bills. I'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are talking about a situation where William Pinkin has been convicted of murder of Isaiah Allen, which took place in 2023. At a gas station here in Milwaukee, located on the corner of Tatonia and Roosevelt, which has since been closed down because of the protests that happened, and it was eventually shut down. But now, we're having in this debate and discussion also about the owner, like what liability does the owner have in this situation, and there should have been something. And I'm seeing where we're saying in civil court, right? I believe it was LaRon Taylor said, what she said makes sense. The owner absolutely should be sued in civil court, but I do not think you can prove any criminal neglect or any criminal charges that result in jail time. I want to tell you, LaRon Taylor, before I go to Millicent on our True Talk text lines, that is absolutely untrue, because I just want to give you an example. All right, let's go with this. LaRon Taylor, and everybody else that may have that mindset. I just want to give you some food for thought, and you can tell me your rebuttal to this if you want to. There's so many children, unfortunately, here in Milwaukee, and I'm not even going outside the state. I'm going right here where I live, where I'm born and raised. Do you know how many children, 4 or 5 years old, have found a gun and shot themselves? They killed themselves or they killed one of the other people. Guess who goes to jail? Guess who gets charged for the crime? The owner of the gun, the owner of the person that was supposed to be responsible. They go to jail. They get charged. So, civil nothing. I'm just saying. So, if you think about all of the people who have had to be charged and that have been charged, let me say it like that, and had to go to jail or prison because of the fact of that very situation. Well, but it was here. It was at that. Find a lie. We're going to Millicent. Millicent, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. I thank you for your patience of holding over through the break. What's your truth?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Listen, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to stake my name on it, but the family has already been paid out by the insurance company, and part of the payout was they would not do anything, bring any charges or anything against the owner and his business. That's how and they got their payout. That's the same thing that happened at the Hyatt when those guys killed that guy. Mm-hmm. Those people took the money too soon, so everything else became a little bit irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So the owner probably will not be charged because his insurance paid out for him.
Mm-hmm. So, and probably an NDA.
Yep. And now you can't go after the owner. Mm-hmm. So he will live his best life. But this is, again, another important information for you. Insurance will get you out of trouble. Car insurance, it'll get you out of trouble. You can kill somebody with your car. If you got car insurance, they'll take care of it for you. It's important to have insurance.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Okay, have a good one.
All right, you too, and have a great weekend, all right? All right.
You too, Ron.
All right, bye-bye. Love you and appreciate you. Madi said, facts, Homer. If someone gets unalived during a crime, the living suspect gets the charge. Real talk, it's called felony murder. It's called felony murder. That's the charge. I read enough criminal complaints. I've been reading criminal complaints for over a decade. And that is it. If it's in the commission of a crime, that other person can be charged with felony murder. It is what it is. So that's real talk. But, yeah, when people do take these payouts and all of that, that does play into it. That does play into it. And that's just real. That is just real. So, yeah. Again, Truth Talk text lines are open for another moment here. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Mahdi said insurance companies are a lifesaver for most. Absolutely. But it's also what Anita Nicole was talking about when she called in about like the different trainings and the different types of insurance that you need to have. All of those things. You need all of the things. And if you don't, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Anita Nicole said they close clubs for what happens outside. So they pick and choose when they hold owners responsible. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Find the lie. Find the lie. They wanted food trucks to stop operating on Water Street because of the things that were happening on Water Street. And the food trucks was like, what did we do? All we did was serve food.
Yeah, I think that was a ridiculous thing.
You know what I'm saying? All we did was serve food. So now, because this other part wasn't contained, now we got to lose. Oh, and speaking of that, I'm not going to be able to get to it. But Milwaukee law enforcement is looking at taking over the building that formerly housed Dukes and Varsity.
and they're looking to try to use it as a hub. So that will be interesting to see if they can make that happen. Because, again, I think that with what we're talking about as it relates to some of the criminal activity that takes place on Water Street, if they have that, you know, and they have satellite sites at different locations in different areas. But if they were able to kind of like use that as a headquarters, so to speak, to patrol the entertainment district, I don't think that would be a bad idea.
Yeah, a lot more people are going to be going to jail.
That's all I'm saying. Only the criminals, though. Only if you're doing criminal activity or you violate some stuff, but as you should.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hashtag that part, hashtag facts, hashtag you gonna learn today.
And that's the truth.
That part. Up next, you know, it's been a great show. Xavier, thank you very much. Truth Nation, thank you very much. Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM from 9 a.m. to noon, followed up by the lunch break, new times, noon to 2 p.m., with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon, followed up by The Grapevine with Manon Sabir, and that's from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., the new hours for The Grapevine, followed up and tapped out. At the end, we get the tap-in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7 p.m., all Central Standard Time. Please, tomorrow I'll be at Clinton Rose Park for West Care, Wisconsin, and Harambe neighborhood, the Men's Health Fair. There's also things for the women as well. But we'll be there from about 11 to 4 p.m. So make sure you come out and join us. I'll be there. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. I'm up out of here for now. We'll talk to you next week. Bailey will be black. Thank you, Xavier.